Anger dwells only in the bosom of fools. Anger dwells only in the bosom of fools. Have you ever seen a person take poison on purpose? Sometimes we do those silly things. We eat foods that are poisonous. We eat foods that are toxic. We do many things that are unhappy, and we just hate ourselves for doing it because we have to suffer the consequences. People who do things like that are not really using much intelligence. They're not really being as divine as they could be. Now, why is it they're not being as divine as they could be? Because they are living in foolishness. They are living in silliness. Anger is a poison. And anger is a poison that we let get into our soul, let get into our bosom, because we feel self-righteous. And whenever we feel self-righteous, we become angry with everybody else in the world. We become angry with everything else in the world. We are not really loving, gentle, kind people. We are angry people. And being angry people, we are not happy with ourselves at all. We are not happy with anyone in our world at all. We are not happy with people as whatever they may be. We're not happy with them. And the reason we're not happy with them is because we have allowed anger to get into our hearts and into our soul and into our being and to utterly, utterly, utterly destroy us. It's like a small toxin that is in certain foods. And these toxins get into our body. It's like certain things that are not beneficial to us, and they get into our life. And we endorse them. We endorse them by thinking them again and again and again. And anger is something that we think again and again and again. Now, why would anyone ever want to be angry? And, you know, you're not angry at somebody else. You're angry at yourself. You're angry at yourself for allowing yourself to have those thoughts. Now, you're saying that they're bad thoughts, that you recognize right away, but you're not recognizing that you're making them against yourself. With anger, you make thoughts against yourself. With bad foods that are toxic, you make experiences that are against yourself. You're destroying your body. You know that too much salt, you know that too much sugar, you know that too much of lots of different things can hurt you. Your body has learned to live in moderation. It has learned to live in toleration of a lot of things. But the thing is, are you ready to have those things be in you? Are you ready to allow those things to take place in your life? Whatever you hold as an anger, you have an anger even when your dog doesn't behave. When you ask your dog to sit, and your dog doesn't sit immediately, you say, sit. You put real angry words in it, real deaf. No. You want the dog to lovingly learn to sit. So you lovingly say, sit. You lovingly say, down. You lovingly say, I love you. You lovingly say these things, and your pet responds. Now, it's only indecision in your own mind, in your own heart, in your own words that cause your world to be upset. That indecision is something we do every moment we don't like ourselves. Every moment we feel sorry for ourselves. Every moment we look at other people and we say, they are the fault for the problems in the world. They are the fault for the unhappiness in the world. Whereas it is really only ourselves who are the fault for the unhappiness in the world, because it's the thoughts that we harbor in our mind, the thoughts that we hold in our heart, the thoughts that we believe in, the thoughts that we express, the thoughts that we are. Anger dwells only in the bosom of fools. And truly, each one of us is a fool whenever we allow anger to be part of our nature, whenever we allow ourselves to be angry about anything. Does a mother get angry with her child when the child doesn't behave? Oh, the moment the mother gets angry, the mother loses control. The mother loses all objectivity. The mother does not get the results that she wants. And when people go around hatefully talking about one another, when they are on picket lines and they're on all these things, they're in anger. They're in hate. Now, there was saying, make love, not war. Okay? They were opposed to war. And so they were saying, make love. But were they doing loving things with their picket line? Were they thinking they could change the world that way? Well, you can't. All that happens when you have a picket line is when you get angry within yourself. And that anger does not accomplish anything for you or for your world. But when you go out and you do loving things, you go out and love your neighbor like yourself. Hopefully you do love yourself. When you go out and love your neighbor, then you find beautiful things taking place in your world. When you go out loving your world, regardless of what things they do against you, regardless of what things they do that you think are not beneficial, the things that you think are not wonderful and fantastic and glorious, yes, when you see those things taking place in your life, what's happening to you? What's happening to you is that you are putting the wrong cause in motion for what you say you want to have. So whenever anger happens to come into your heart, immediately say, love takes care of that. Love, unconditional love, love. A world filled with love is a world that knows no anger. A world filled with love is a world filled with balance and harmony and peace and joy. A world filled with love is a world filled with successful activities in every single area. Whether it's growing our plants, whether it is having the proper foods to eat, whether it's controlling the environment, whether it is bringing anything into being, bringing a happy family into being, bringing a happy relationship with your family. Do you have a happy relationship with your family, or do you have an angry relationship with your family? It all depends on you. You are the only one. You are the only one who brings these things about. Now, do you love them? Do you want them? Are they important to you? Are you the kind of person who makes these things happen in glorious, beautiful ways? If you are, then you are truly the person who is carrying through. Peace dwells only in the bosom of genius. Love dwells only in the bosom of lovers. Joy dwells only in the bosom of joyful people. Success dwells only in the bosom of successful people. Who are you? Who am I? What is my goal for myself? What is my goal for my life? Is anger my goal? Because if I have anger in my heart, then I have anger in the world, and then I will experience anger. But when I have joy in my heart, when I have peace in my heart, when I have love in my heart, then all things work out in divine order. All things work out in their perfect, wonderful way. And they work out that way for me and for everyone in the universe. For truly now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is unconditional love everywhere on earth, and it began with me. And I call everyone my beloved, because I unconditionally love everyone in the world. And as I unconditionally love everyone in the world, I experience unconditional love in every area of my life. Let this be your clarion call. Let this be your reality, as it is mine. And today, for the first day of all of our life, we begin unconditional love as our foundation, as our peace, as our love and our joy. Know that with all my heart and soul, I like myself, I really do. And with all my heart and soul, I love you. I love you. I love you.